SpaceX's Starship Flight 13 has a specific milestone attached to it that makes it more than just another incremental test. This will be the first deployment of Starlink V3 satellites, the next generation of SpaceX's broadband constellation. V3 satellites are significantly larger and more capable than the current Starlink hardware, and they require Starship's payload capacity to launch economically. The fact that SpaceX is ready to use Starship as an operational launch vehicle for commercial payloads, not just for demonstration purposes, marks a genuine transition in the program's status.
NASA's James Webb Space Telescope continues to produce discoveries that fundamentally expand our understanding of planetary systems. The hidden planet revealed in the Beta Pictoris system is remarkable because Beta Pictoris is a star we've been studying for decades. It was one of the first systems where we detected a debris disk suggesting planet formation. Finding an additional planet that previous instruments couldn't detect in a system, this well-studied suggests Webb is going to continue rewriting our catalog of known exoplanets for years.
The separately discovered faintest exoplanet ever imaged from Earth is a companion finding. The ability to directly image exoplanets, as opposed to inferring their existence from their effects on their host star, is technically extremely difficult. Each new record for faintness represents a meaningful advance in the optics, detector technology, and image processing that planetary science depends on.
The quantum computing developments this week are genuinely interesting and deserve more coverage than they typically get. Two independent research labs have achieved steady-state qubit entanglement, meaning they maintained entanglement between distant qubits without needing precisely timed control pulses. The significance of that is about architecture. Current quantum computers require constant, precisely orchestrated interventions to maintain the quantum states they need to compute. Eliminating that requirement for at least some operations is a step toward building modular quantum computers that can scale in ways current systems cannot.
The German physics team trapping single atoms for 2 hours is related progress on a different axis. Qubit stability, how long you can maintain a qubit in a coherent quantum state, is one of the fundamental constraints on what quantum computers can calculate before errors accumulate. 2 hours of stable atomic trapping is a dramatic improvement over typical coherence times, which are often measured in microseconds or milliseconds.
The amino acid discovery in the New Jersey meteorite connects to the oldest question in science, the origin of life. Finding amino acids, the building blocks of proteins, in a meteorite that physically landed in someone's home gives researchers a pristine, uncontaminated sample to analyze. These organic molecules could have formed in space and been delivered to Earth by similar impacts billions of years ago. It doesn't prove that life's ingredients arrived from space, but each new confirmed sample strengthens the evidence base for that hypothesis.
The Maya astronomer story is a reminder that scientific and scholarly achievements span all human cultures. Deciphering the specific name of a Maya astronomer from an ancient inscription, not just recognizing the role, but identifying the individual, is a humanizing moment. It means that person, who likely tracked astronomical cycles with extraordinary precision, has a name that can now be known and spoken.
And the baby T-Rex fossils found in museum drawers, Yorkshire Terrier-sized hatchlings that were already biting bone, according to researchers, challenge assumptions about dinosaur parenting strategies. The fact that these were sitting in museum drawers, presumably for years or decades before someone recognized what they were, is also a lesson about the overlooked discoveries waiting in existing collections.